This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We've been talking, you can call it Just the Health Talk Tuesday on throughout all shows on MUT Radio today, because we've Vukubangene, always did have Dr. Ngobese, if I'm not mistaken. They were speaking about PrEP and PEP. But right now, tonight, this is the official Health Talk Tuesday right here on the Hlangana Midday Show. And I'm speaking with Sister Sibiya, who's going to be joining me just in just a few seconds right here on MET Radio. If you have any questions, we're speaking about contraceptives. If you have any questions, hit me up on 068-160-8832. That is our WhatsApp number. And we have a gift here. So make sure you keep on asking. And if she asks Kumbuzo, make sure you are ready with your phone. So be close to your phone and you could walk away with an amazing gift. One of the days uzoyilanda nje right here in studio. So we're just going to go straight into our interview. We're speaking about contraceptives with Sister Sibiya. I'm just going to quickly welcome her on MUT Radio. Sister Sibiya, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we're speaking about contraceptives. I know nothing about them. So you're going to be helping me today to dive in into this. So maybe we could start from the beginning, Wuti. What are contraceptives?
Okay, thank you. Contraceptives are the methods that we use by both male and female to prevent unplanned pregnancy. So the methods are different. They are devices, they are pills, so they are barrier methods. So it's different methods that you use to prevent the unintended pregnancy.
Okay.
So we have different types of contraceptives, which we offer in our clinic. February is a sexual and reproductive health month. So we say to our students, whether you're sexually active, thinking about relationships, or choosing to wait, this information I'm about to say is for you. And next week, we're starting our First Things First campaign, which will start on the 16th of February up to the 27th. So it's going to take 2 weeks. It's going to be here in our anniversary lane. So please, students, especially the first years, they must come and access these services. So let me briefly speak about the First Things First. So what is the First Things First?
Yes.
So we are saying to our students, they must respect themselves in order to be respected by others. So they must never feel pressured into sex. They must know their status before engaging into sexual contact. And the most important thing is to know your partner's status. So contraceptives, we open 5 days a week. We open at 8 o'clock up to 4 o'clock, and on Fridays we close at 1. So students can access these services that we offer in our clinic. So let me get to the point. So let me start by short. We've got two types of methods. We've got the short-term contraceptive methods and then the long-term.
Okay.
So short-term, we're talking about the oral pills. Oral pills, we've got 2 months injection, we've got 3 months injection, we've got a patch, we've got condoms. All those fall under short-term method.
Okay.
And then we have the long-term methods, which short-term means we use it for a short time. And then long methods, you lose it for a long time.
Okay. If you say long, maybe the period...
It's 3 years, like the implanon, it's 3 years. It stays for 3 years.
Oh.
And then the IUCD, it stays for 5. We have two types. We've got a 5-year one and 10-year one.
Okay.
So let me go back to the oral. The oral contraceptives are also called COCs, combined oral contraceptives, meaning they contain two hormones, which is estrogen and progesterone. Okay. So in our clinic, we've got Trafazil and Nodets, which you use it orally. You take it every single day, same time. If it happens that you miss the dose, the minute you remember, you take it immediately. Let's say you decided to take it in the morning at 8 o'clock. So you take it every day at 8 o'clock, because it stays 24 hours in your body. So imagine if you miss the pill and then you get in contact with your partner And then you'll fall pregnant because it's no more there in your system because it stays for 24 hours. So the nice thing about the oral contraceptives, you go on your period normally. Majority of people, they go on their period normally and they are 99.8% effective if you take them correctly. It's directed by the healthcare professional. So the side effects, patients, they experience nausea, but as you maybe in 2 months, the pill gets to know in your system, so you don't feel this nausea side effects. And then the good thing about it, if you've got a problem with the acne in your face, so it clears your acne, especially the trifasal, but not in your teeth, only the trifasal. So some doctors, if you're having a problem with the acne, they do prescribe the trifasal for your acne to correct the acne.
Okay. Okay. So if maybe someone who doesn't know what the acne is.
It's the pimples that appear in your face.
All right.
Yes, it's the pimples. Pimples. Acne. Yes, it's pimples.
Oh. In simple terms, it's pimples.
Yeah, it's pimples. Because yes. Some it's appearing on your chest. Oh. Yeah, some people they do have pimples on their chest and around the arms. Yes.
Okay.
And then we've got injectables, which are hormonal. So what I said, the COCs, they contain estrogen and progesterone. So you take it every day. The patients experience minor side effects. And then your periods are stable. Majority of people are taking oral, their periods are not disturbed. And then moving on to the injectables. Injectables, we've got 2 months injection, which is Neristerate, and then 3 months injection, which is a Depo. So 2 months, you come every 2 months to the clinic, meaning you come 6 times a year in our clinic. Can you see? That's not a lot.
Yeah.
6 times a year. So every 2 months, which is six times a year. Mm. And then 3 months injection, you come 4 times a year. So you come every 3 months to visit us for the injection. So these two methods, they work the same. For instance, what it does in your body, it thickens the mucus of the uterus so that when the sperm comes, won't be able to swim and go to the fallopian tubes to fertilize the egg. This is waiting there after day 14.
Yeah.
Which is your, day 14, where the egg comes and waits for the egg.
Yeah, I've forgotten my biology. I don't remember.
But as I go along, yes. And then the side effects that most patients experience with the injection is heavy bleeding, amenorrhea, which is you don't go on your period at all. So people who are taking injection, they are different people. So people react differently to the injection. Some they experience amenorrhea, which is you don't get your period, and some they experience a gain weight. They gain weight.
Okay.
So they have appetite. The injection makes you have a good appetite, and then you eat more. And then students they sports, and some they go normally on their period. So we have 4 classes of people. Some they go on their period normally. Some they don't go. Some they have heavy bleeding, and so forth and so forth. But for those who are not going on their period, who have amenorrhea, it means the brain told the ovaries that ovaries stop the process of releasing the eggs. So that's why they don't go in their period. In case the sperm comes, so there won't be any egg there waiting in the fallopian tubes.
Yeah, I think that's what is very important, because some people will be very scared
yes.
if they don't go on their period.
son, yeah. they come and ask, sister, I haven't gone on my period. I said, no, it's normal. It's the side effects of the injection. You mustn't get worried. Because the mistake students made as well, they take the injection and the morning after pill, which is wrong. Which is very wrong.
You can't use both.
Yes, you must use one at a time. Oh, I forgot about the emergency pill. The emergency pill also falls under a short-term method. It's called emergency pill. You take it after unprotected sex within 72 hours.
Oh, so it's like 3 days.
Yes, it's like 3 days. So it is highly effective as well. It's 99.8% effective if you took it 72 hours after unprotected sex. And students, I think they are not aware that we do offer emergency pill in our clinic because it's get expired. They don't come for it. I don't know why.
Hopefully they are listening now. They'll come.
Yes, and assess, please. Yeah, get expired. We do offer emergency pill and we don't encourage your partner to come and collect it for you because we have cases like this where a partner, a boyfriend comes and collects for their girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That
so
is not allowed.
Yes, it's not allowed. A person must come because you take it immediately. It's called emergency. You must take it immediately.
Now. Within this 72-hour period.
Yes.
Okay. So I think I'm going to take just one question because I think it somehow relates to some of the things you've spoken about right here on our WhatsApp line. We do have Ulwandle. We are buzzing. Ukuthi njengoba usukhulumile ngale mjovo namanye ama contraceptives eklinikhi ayatholakala yini and uyabuza ukuthi atholakala mahala yini.
Yes, our services are free.
Okay.
Of church, and we don't judge anyone. We are youth friends.
It's a safe space.
Yes, yes. But you mustn't come at 5 to 4.
Oh, that is after hours.
Yeah. 8 to 4. Yes, and then moving along to the long term method. The long term methods meaning you use it for a long time. So we've got Implanon, which stays and where it's 4 centimeters in size. It's a rod, like it's flexible. It's not an injection. Most people, they thought it's an injection where you insert it under your skin. It's not an injection. It's a rod, like it's flexible when you touch it. So it stays under the arm for 3 years.
Wow, that is a long
three
time.
3 years, yes. So it saves you from coming to the clinic, but see, We do experience students who come for complaints that they have EPV bleeding, weight gain. But we do have a medication which corrects those side effects.
Oh, okay.
We have a medication which is overall, you take it for 21 days.
Yeah. So it is supposed to have some of these side effects. That is why it has like a counter medicine.
Yes. Okay. Every pill has a side effect. Even Panado has a side effect.
Hey.
So, but see, most people they use it for 3 years and come and take it out and reinsert another one. Because some of them they don't go on their period for 3 years. So the side effects are more the same as the injectables. Some of the students they don't go on their period. Which is amenorrhea, and then they have PV bleeding. Some they are spotting, but it depends on the individual. All these methods depends on the individual. And also we have IUCD, which is intrauterine device, which is a loop. It's also called a loop, but unfortunately at MUT clinic we don't have the loop, but other clinics they do provide a loop. We have a hormonal one and non-hormonal one. So it's 5 years. It stays for 5 years. You insert it in your uterus and then it stays there and blocks the sperms to go on the fallopian tubes. So it has minor side effects. It's only EPV bleeding. But the hormonal one, sometimes patients, they do experience other side effects. But most side effects is the bleeding only. And some, they don't experience the bleeding at all. So it's a very nice device to use because it stays for 5 years. Excuse me, sorry about that.
Yes.
And then we've got condom. Condoms, we've got a male and female condom. And condoms are being distributed to the students in all residents. So have our peer helpers which help us for the distribution. And the condom, what I like about condom, it prevents pregnancy, it prevents STIs, it prevents HIV, it prevents HPV.
Yeah, so it has a lot, it is like a combination.
Yes, it's all. A combination of all causes. If you use it correctly.
Oh.
And the some of the students, what they do, they use the condom in round one only, which is wrong. So
they think they are safe now.
Yes, okay. Afterwards, no, this is not correct. You use the condom every round. And it's 99% effective if you use it correctly. So our peer helpers, they do demonstrate how to use a condom. It's very easy. It's very easy. So all of these methods I've mentioned, the hormonal one, the non-hormonal one, they prevent only a pregnancy. They don't prevent, contraceptives don't prevent STIs. Hmm. They don't prevent HIV. They only prevent pregnancy.
Okay.
Whereas a condom prevents
all of
these. Yes.
Hmm. So it's very important.
Yes.
And lucky for students, it is being distributed to all residences by campus clinic. So don't do something also isolangayo at the end. So do the right thing. And also you have something in front of you. Maybe because we cannot show it. Maybe you will just paint a picture for us because you have different pills. Maybe you can tell us, okay, these are these pills, this is what they look like. And I also see you have different condoms also.
Yes.
And no Lutla Menchis, I'm not sure.
It's the implant on.
Okay. Maybe you can just paint a picture and run us through those. What do they look like? Just paint a picture in the student's mind.
Okay. So the triphasal, which is the oral one, It's we give a 3 month supply for a student so that it comes after 3 months.
Oh.
So you see, to lessen the times they must come to the clinic. So it has got Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesday up to Saturday. So when you come to the clinic for the first time, we encourage students to come on their periods. Because some of them, you can come, maybe your last sexual contact was a week ago. So when we do a preg test, it won't show positive. So we do encourage them to come on their period. So for triphasal, we have red pills, yellow pills, and white pills. So when you start on day one, you start on the red pills because you are on your period. So let's say you come to the clinic on a Monday. So you'll start on a Monday. If you decided to take it at night at 8 o'clock, so you'll start it on that day on Monday. It's 8 o'clock, and then the following day it's gonna be Tuesday. So it reminds you, Tuesday I must take this one, Wednesday, and so forth and so forth. So you take it every single day. Remember, if you've missed the dose, the minute you remember, you take it and take the one for the day as well, because you are replacing the one you've missed. Yes. And then 2 months or 3 months injection, it looks like it's 1 mil. It's very small.
Okay.
You just pinch it in your, it's intramuscular. It's not painful. It's a small pinch. You get it.
People are scared of injection. That's one thing I can say.
They are not painful. They are not. Trust me, guys. So it's whitish. It's whitish. It's in a vial. It's 1 mL. It's not painful. And then a male condom is widely, it's,
yeah,
it's used the most.
Yeah,
unlike
that is what
the
people
female.
Are familiar with.
Yes, because if female, you insert it an hour before, you see, it stays there in your vagina, and then after an hour, you can do the
thing. So it's like a rule that it has to stay for like an hour.
It must
or
be
maybe
before.
You can have less.
Yeah, you can 30 minutes before, but it must be there before you start.
Okay, so it's just preparation.
Yes, preparation.
Okay, just in case the male doesn't have one, so you're prepared as a female.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay. And you mustn't always wait for your partner to bring condoms.
Yeah.
Even females can prepare themselves having their male condom every time.
And then you have the your implant box. Your matchstick.
It's 4 centimeters, as I've said. It's not an injection, it's a rod. Like, it's flexible.
Is the one.
You insert under the arm, which stays for 3 years. And then you mustn't, if you experience side effects, you must come and report to us that, sister, I've inserted the implant on, now I'm experiencing the side effects. I have mood swings, I have heavy bleeding, which is abnormally. So we do have a medication that corrects the PV bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a question, but I feel like kusuke opendula lo, because we abuza lo. Uthi, if I'm a student and I'm already using ama contraceptives, is it important ukuthi ngisebenzise ama condoms?
Yes, because as I have said, that contraceptives only prevent pregnancy. So you can use the oral pill together with the condom, because the condom will also prevent STIs, HPV, and HIV as well. So it's advisable to use a condom always together with contraceptives.
Yeah. So I believe we were just wrapping up now. So if anything that I might have missed.
Yeah, there are a lot of myths around contraceptives. So I just wanted to highlight a few. Like people say contraceptives makes you permanent infertile. This is false. They prevent, after stopping using the contraceptives, your body returns to its normal menses. So they don't permanently make you infertile. So most methods are reversible, and fertility usually returns after stopping, as I have said. And then another thing, they say condoms reduce pleasure too much to use. That is wrong.
I have never heard of that one. But yeah.
Many students believe this, but there are different types and sizes. So they protect against STI and pregnancy. They don't reduce pleasure.
I hope they are hearing.
Yeah, and then another one, you only need contraceptives if you have many partners. No. Pregnancy can happen in one partner even for the first time. And then another one, the pill causes severe weight gain or serious illnesses in everyone. That is false. As I have said, side effects varies. Every contraceptive depends on the individual. Our bodies, they don't react the same to medication. So it depends on the individual. And then emergency pill is the same as an abortion. This is false. Emergency pill is prevents pregnancy. It does not terminate the existing one. So guys, please come in numbers for the emergency pill. It's accessible. You get it free in our clinic. But I've heard that most students, they are scared to come to us. I don't know. We are youth friendly. We don't charge you guys. So please come to our facility and assess the services that we provide. So injectables or implants, they move around the body. This is wrong. Injection, it's like a solution. You inject it and it gets into your system like the injectables. But the implant on, it's, you insert it subdermally. So you can feel it, you can palpate after insertion.
Yeah.
It doesn't move around your body.
Can you implant it yourself, or you need like a medical expert?
Yes, you need to go to the clinic. What we do, we wipe the area, we measure it.
Okay.
So it must be under your skin, and then we wipe that area, and then we inject 1 mL of illignocaine to numb the area where we're gonna insert it, and then we leave it there, and then we take out the rod. It's easy. It's 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes. 2 minutes, I can do it.
Manje, because there is also something that I was asking, because I think it's mostly females who do this thing, but are they like male contraceptives, especially like the injections?
No, we only have a male condom for the males.
Just condoms for males.
Only, yes.
Okay. I think I do have a voice note here. I don't know. Maybe they will walk away with this prize because it's a very lengthy voice note. We're just going to hear. I'm going to try and fix this. Let's see. Who is this?
Sawubona msakazi, ngibingelele nakusister Dr. Lapho Studio. Ngibonga ithuba. Lo khulumayo uLindelwa kaMaphumulo. Bengisacela ukubuza mina ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani ukuza nopartner wami eclinic as umfundi, nokuthi nje sizothola mhlawumbe ukululekwa kabanzi ngokwezocansi. Angeke yini ngijajwe yini mina uma ngifika eclinic ngihamba kanye nopartner wami? Ngiyabonga lapho msakazi.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that question. We do advise couples to come together, especially for HIV testing, but we also provide counseling before they start, especially the virgins. Because most of the first years, when they haven't engaged yet into sexual contacts, they are still virgins. So we do encourage them to come and have a counseling before starting engagement into sexual contact. We don't judge anyone. And in our consulting room, we keep it private. We not talk in open space.
Okay.
But for HIV testing, the law says you can't come with your partner for testing. So they come individually, and then after they can share their results as partners. But we don't allow to test. Yes, we don't allow them to test at the same time. But we do encourage couples to come and visit us for counseling, and because we do provide knowledge. Yes.
We're wrapping things up. Maybe touch ups here and there before we wrap things up.
Okay, as we close, thank you so much for listening to me. So remember that contraception is about protecting your health, your future, and your goals. So guys, please don't rely on myths. You must get accurate information from trusted health professionals, which is us. We are here for you guys. We are here to help you. We are here to give you knowledge that you need. And when making informed choices, you must respect yourself in order to respect others and take charge of your well-being. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So I don't know if we're giving anyone this prize. We had like three questions. I don't know if you could pick any of the three, because I remember we did have Ulwandle, Webuzukuthi, ayatholakala yini ama contraceptives clinic and futhi afriyini. And also we do have I don't know akayibhalanga ke lomunye obuzile debuza ukuthi kuya uyakwazi ukuya yini umfana or kuya abantu besimama. And then we have this last one from I've forgotten his name but the voice note, the last one, or I think it was Lindelwa. Yeah, it says Lindelwa.
Okay, maybe as I don't know. can I ask? Let's do it like this. Let me ask question to the three of them.
Okay. Hopefully they are listening right now still. Okay.
Yes. Name the one example of a short-term method that we do offer in our clinic, and then the long-term method, and the one that we don't have at MUT.
Okay.
So first question is, name one of the short-term method of contraceptives and the long-term method, and the one that we don't have in our clinic.
Yeah.
Because this is a huge prize, guys. Yeah. This is a huge prize.
There's like a huge box in front of me. So the question is obviously going to be difficult, but you can try your best. hit me up right now on 068-160-8832. And it's something that we are talking about here, especially the one in Solagale MUT. Let's go here. When we come back, we're taking your messages. Send those voice notes, send those messages on 068-160-8832.
Baby, please give me some more time to rock with me, I'm full of some more
time, full of some more.
Oh, nigga, time to lose no sugar. Oh, I'ma eat some more. I spoke in Google, yeah, Gucci. There's any movie, I'm full of video. Oh, shine is cool, but it's smoothie. Not too tully, pain, every man in Georgie. Oh.
Midday show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is the Sanganani Midday show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
It's Tanya Tells Olas Bali. I'm Sana Nomawelele right here on MUT Radio. Hey, we have very short on time. So, I don't know what's happening. Shoot back, Kuklish. They are typing. My deletes. I don't know what is happening. But I am getting one comment here. Hopefully, Unayama answer. It's still Lindelo on this one. Utiena. I don't know, okay, agapalang, which one belongs where, naloko belong away, but ute condoms, wafagi koma, wati 3-year injections, and then what's hulagal?
What about the long term?
Yeah, I don't know, shuti benga lalele. I get Lindelo.
You
lost. I don't know. People are typing, so I'm trying to wait for them. I don't know what is happening. Okay, nango, this one is coming from Apiwe. Uti, and my name is Apiwe Ngizwekthua. For short term, we have injection that lasts for 2 and 3 months. Then we long term, then long term we implant, and then we don't have loops.
That's correct.
Oh, congratulations. I guess it's Apiwe is taking it. I said Liu Lindelo nangubuya nge voice notes. It's too late.
We're just gonna listen to it.
Next time. We're just gonna have to listen to it just for the sake.
Greetings on MUT Radio. I think, yeah. Okay, the first one would be a condom. The second one would be an implant. And then I'm taking a guess on this one. It has to be a hormonal ring. Thank you.
But I guess we're going to have to congratulate. Hey, Usiyabongo, Apiwe already.
Apiwe has won.
Yeah, we have to congratulate Apiwe. We don't know what's going on, what's when. You're just going to have to send us your picture corner, Yuzofika, in one of the days. Uzolanda, your present. Even if it's today, because yes, we are around up until 4 p.m., we'll keep your present nicely. Umasufika, we will go to a clinic. Apiwe is here now. So come over, send us your picture corner, so confirm because it's really you. And then you're going to come and fetch your gift. It's an amazing gift. You're going to love it. Congratulations to Apiwe. And also, we're wrapping things up. Thank you very much, Sister Spear, for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.